That beautiful sound are these folks, Cindy Youngren, Chris DiPiazza.
Did
I get it? Did I nail it? It's good to see both of you guys. Tambora is the band. That is a nice sound. It's great to see you guys. We haven't seen you since you were down on the river, I think, down by Kelleher's a while ago.
Thanks for having us.
What's going on this week? What's happening this week, Cindy?
Friday nights, the Contemporary Arts Center. That starts 6:30 to 8:30. Tickets are online at 309-TIX. Or you can get them at the door, hopefully, but they are really selling.
Don't count on that. Yeah, don't count on that. That's a cool spot.
If you want a table, I get there. It's a good spot. I'd buy them in advance, actually.
That'll be cool. Do you like the intimate like that? Because that's real intimate, man. You're up close and personal with those folks.
I love it. And if anybody hasn't been there, you got to go. The ability to bring your own cheese and wine or whatever beverages and snacks that you want to bring, and if you don't want to do that, you can get stuff from the Rhythm Kitchen downstairs.
Yeah. Great restaurant.
Just the feel of it's just, it's our own Austin City Limits, only in Peoria.
It is. Yeah. Chris, what's that thing you brought in? What's that?
Yeah, I brought a djembe. We were talking about it the last time I was here. I just wanted to show you what it looked like.
Because the other day when Caleb, who is a musician and knows all the things that I don't know, he wrote that word down, and I didn't know how to pronounce that word because it has a D that you don't say.
Right.
What is the history of that instrument?
You know, I'm not an expert at the history, but it did originate in French West Africa. Okay. They say the country of Mali, which is, you know, where Timbuktu is.
Sure.
And all that.
So it's a percussion instrument.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Do you call it a drum or you don't?
I call it a djembe because I first learned about it when I was in France studying there and working over there. And so I call it a djembe. That's what they call
can
it.
Can you do make something happen on the other? Just pull it up.
Can he ever?
I can try.
You probably don't know how to do this. You don't even know how to do this, do you?
Yeah, you know, sometimes I like to take my jewelry off.
All right, please do. Go. I was just doing that the other day. I was doing that same thing. It was good. I'm glad you chose that riff. That's my favorite riff.
He copied that from you.
Nicely done, sir.
Tuck your pot away.
Nicely, nicely
done. Thank you. Appreciate
that. Yeah, cool. What is the? How do you describe it, Timbora? What is the sound?
Flamenco pop.
Flamenco pop. Okay.
Yeah, that's danceable.
It's really fast. Some of them are really fast rhythms on the nylon string guitars. We have two nylon string guitars and bass. And two drums.
Two percussionists, which is different for Peoria, right? Nobody's playing drum kit.
Yeah,
doing two djembe player, which would be me, and then a conga player, which is Jose Reyes.
Oh, nice. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Why did you choose that? Why is that where you all kind of gravitate to? Do you like, I mean, is that just something you love a great deal? So you go, hey, let's do this?
Well, our band leader, Tom Hopwood, is a big spaghetti western fan, I think, and he started with loving to copy some of those songs, and then he and I started writing a few years ago, and things just came out in these kinds of rhythms, and he loved his nylon string guitar, so it's a natural.
Isn't it crazy how that happens?
It's crazy, and I know it's a niche, but everybody is going to like it. You know, it seems like a niche, but it's not. I mean, we're playing some things in Spanish, we have American songs that we're covering, but with a flamenco rhythm, it's really fun.
You're even singing in Italiano in one of those.
Oh, my gosh.
True.
Really?
Oh, true.
All right. Tambora, Friday, Contemporary Arts Center. Get tickets. How do we get them again?
309tix.com.
And do
it now. And that's T-I-X, 309-T-I-X.
Yeah, do it now because they're going to go fast. And somebody is sponsoring you. Who is that again?
That would be Joseph Borsberry of Borsberry Law, which is right near the courthouse.
Will he be there?
You know, I would hope so. He
I don't know.
He must be a big supporter.
I don't know Mr. Borsberry, right? I've seen his commercials. I don't know him. Yeah. He better play. I want him to show up and play.
He's actually, yeah, let's get him. Actually sponsoring the show. Right. That's what they do at the Contemporary Arts Center, if they can get some corporate sponsors.
Nice. Good for him. That's good. Everybody needs to support the arts. I'm going to play you guys out here. Cindy, Chris, good to see you both.
Thanks.
Have a great Christmas and holiday.
You too.
And we'll see you Friday.
So I